on Daf Chav Dalid is a clear indicator in the Gemara that there is that distinction. There, the Gemara quotes the view that Yavram Gamliel, that Safek Muchan, is considered Timutin. And the Gemara quotes the Sheet of Rav that this is only true when it comes to the Isser of Tiltul. After all, that's what the Mishnah is speaking about, receiving those Dagim in Hanochri. However, when it comes to Achila, not necessarily. Safek Muchan, in fact, is considered to be Asr. So that's a distinction, black and white, in the Gemara, that one could have a case, Safek Muchan, where there's Nisra Achila, but Tiltul Muktzah is considered, in fact, Timutin. We have as of yet to discuss why, in fact, that should be true. Why should you argue when it comes to cases of Safek that there is no Isser Tiltul when it comes to Safek Muktzah, Mashenki, when it comes to the case of Achila? But at least explicit in the Gemara that there is that distinction, at least according to the view of Rabban Gamliel. Then we pointed out the sugya that you have in Shabbos and of Kufchav Chesem and Aleph, where the Gemara tells you the Chiddush of the Sheet of Rav Huna, who is the Talmud of Rav. And that is, how do we paskin in this machlokas that we have between Rav Yid and Rabbi Shimon, whether Yesh Mokza or Ein Mokza? So the Gemara says the following Chiddush, that perhaps one should distinguish between Yisra Achilas Mokza as opposed to Tiltu Mokza. When it comes to Tiltu Mokza, then we'll assume the cool like the view of Rabbi Shimon of Ein Mokza. Mashenkin, when it comes to Achila, and then we'll assume that Yesh Mokza. And we saw the Chiddush Rashba and Rashi, and we saw the Ha'ara that the Marsha had, and the Sugya and Daf Lamed Gimel. What exactly does the Gemara mean? In all cases, one should distinguish between Achila as opposed to Tiltul, or in certain cases, there is a basis of distinction. Good, but aside from the nuances that you have in the Rishon and Mefurish in the Gemara, that the Sheet that you have, Ravun and Rav, is that it's not a steer whatsoever. You can paskin the Chiddush of Yesh Mokza when it comes to Isra Achila, and not when it comes to the case that you have of Tiltul. And then further, we discussed at length the Chiddush of Tosas and of Chesem and Aleph, where Tosas proves in the Gemara that Tiltul Mokza is Mutter, the Tzarech Ocher Efesh. That's a Tosas that appears three times in the Masechta. This is certainly only true when it comes to Isra of Tiltul Mokza. We certainly would not assume that there is a halacha of achilas mukta makam ocha nefesh. That's our very first Mishnah. A beitza shenolda b'yantif is asr v'achila, despite the fact that it's the tzarech ocha nefesh. So karchach, one in fest mug distinguish. The Tosus is chiddish, that tzarech ocha nefesh considered to be a matir of mukta. That's only as far as tiltu mukta is concerned, but not as far as achilas mukta. And Rabbi Kiveger pointed out he thought there was poshub shat in the Mishnah later in beitza and daf yodalim beis. If you have a taruvos of ochel umsoles, and it's a case that you have where the ochel is merubal apsoles, so when it comes to Shabbos, one is always obligated to take the ochel to avoid violating this rav borer. Good, that's the sugi in Shabbos and apayin dalet. What about when it comes to yantif? So apparently, borer is mutter. Why is that true? Rov Rishonim assumed that borer is called malachas ochel nefesh. However, you still have to avoid a tirchi yisera, so therefore do it in the most efficient way. So if you have ocha, which is merubah ala psoles, go ahead and take the psoles. Rabbi Kiveger points out, isn't this a case of tiltu mukta? What right do you have to take the psoles? Good, there's no problem of borer, but there should be a problem that you have of tiltu mukta. So that's Rabbi Kiveger's chiddush, that no, apparently you see poshup shot, like Tosas and Davches, that tiltu mukta is mutter, that's tzarech ocher nefesh. So he pointed out, clearly this is only true when it comes to cases that you have of tiltu mukta. This is not true when it comes to achila. And then we pointed out the chiddush that the Marsha has in Daf Lamed Gimel. And what about when it comes to a mid-category? What about hishtamshus? A person is utilizing mukta. A person is not eating it, but a person is certainly doing more than simple movement of mukta. So that the Marsha demonstrates that you see from the Gemara that hishtamshus is considered to be ke'en achila. And just like there is no heter of simchas yanta for ochel nefesh as far as achilas mukta is concerned, the same thing applies when it comes to hishtamshus for mukta as well. And that's why the Gemara in Daf Dalet discusses the problem. What happens if you have atzei mukta that all of a sudden fall into your oven on yantif? What do you do with that? Because utilizing it for the purpose of hasaka is considered to be also because of one who is being mishtamesh b'mukta. There's no tiltul in that particular case. Right, all you're doing is using it. But apparently you see usage is asr, and that's why the Gemara has to come out to the chiddush that you have a bittul, and even though it's done for the purpose of ochel nefesh, nonetheless, this is still considered to be in place. So that's what the Magen Avraham points out, just as a Devar Pasha, that this whole chiddush that you have a tosis, the tiltul mukta is mutter, tzarech ochel nefesh, is only when it comes to tiltul, not when it comes to achila, not even when it comes to one who is mishdamish and mukta as well. Then we raise the following chiddush, the sugi and beitz and daf lamed vav lamed beis. What about the concept of graf shel re'i? Certain exceptions that you have. If you have a davar mu'ah, something which is absolutely foul, one is allowed to go ahead and to move it at times on Shabbos and on Yantif. So he pointed out the great chiddush that Rashi writes in Shabbos Nav Kuf Mem Gimel, and that is that Grav Shel Re'i is not only mutter a tiltul, but it's even mutter lahachel behemta. That's Rabbi Kiveger just points out in Shulchan Aruch the chiddush that you have of that sheet of Rashi. Rabbi Kiveger writes in the Haris and Shin Chafei that Rashi points out a great chiddush that maybe one could have argued that Grav Shel Re'i is only mutter when it comes to tiltul mukza. And here you see, according to Rashi, that no, even usage of that Graf Sharei is considered to be mutter as well. And then we pointed out, we'll have to discuss, right, this last nafkamina at greater length, but we pointed out the following chiddush that you have in Egle Tau, in Melach of Tochin, in Os Mem, and also found in Davin Ezer and Kufchav. What about when it comes to the concept of Migud Iskatsoi? We'll have to spend a lot of time discussing that concept, right? Basically, it means the following. If you want to go into be Koveya, the status of particular Chepsa, whether it's Muksa, or whether it's considered Timuchan, so Tchila Sayom is the Koveya. What was his status at the onset of the day? And therefore, if Mitchila Sayom Ben Hashmashis was considered Timuksa, even if somehow that Prava Muksa resolves itself, then we assume that no, Midas Katsoi the Ben Hashmashos, is Katsoi the Kuliyoma. So that's the Chiddush that the Avinezer discusses in the Tshuvas of Zol and Egle Tal, whether that applies only to Achil and Ishtamshus, whether it even applies to Tiltum Muktzah as well. So Avinezer tries to demonstrate that Migudis Katsoi is a halacha within the Ikar Muktzah of Achil and Ishtamshus, and does not apply to the case that you have of Tiltum Muktzah. So these were just several distinctions that we have, just simply as background, right, to the opening Tosas that you have in the Masechta. Tosas says you would have had a havamin to distinguish between Tiltum and Achila. Mechatesi, where do you see that distinction? You know? You start looking at all the sugyas, you see clearly that there's a basic difference between Tiltum Muktzah as opposed to this Achila. Why should that be true? Why should one assume that Tiltum Muktzah, for example, is Mutla Tzarach HaChonefesh as opposed to Achilas Muktzah, which is not? What is the basis of the Isra of Tiltum Muktzah? So this is Kimat Mufurish in the Gemara that you have in Shabbos and Daf Kufchav Dalad Amud Aleph. Here the Gemara raises the following kasha about three quarters of the way down Amud. The Gemara asks, Sumi Gazrina, do we assume that Gazru Yamta Fatu Shabbos? If you have something in principle which is Asr on Shabbos, but it's Mutar on Yamtiv, are we satisfied with that? Something will be Mutar on Yamtiv and Asr on Shabbos, or do you have to be concerned the next step? That Midrabana we're going to forbid something which is Asr on Shabbos because we're concerned if a person will engage in that practice on Yantiv, he may come to do so on Shabbos as well. So the Gemara raises this kasha of a steer that you have in Mishnayos. The Gemara begins by quoting a Mishnah that you have at the very end of Maseches Beitza, at the very beginning of Perek Mashilin. Here the Mishnah tells us the following, that Mashilin peros derech haruba biyantiv avalo b'Shabbos. Let's assume, for example, a person goes and puts out his fruit on the roof in order to go ahead and to dry out. Good. All of a sudden now they're expecting a major storm, and the fruit that you put on the roof, right, is going to become absolutely ruined. So what's the halach in such a case? So the Mishnah says that, look, if you have, right, a hole in the roof, right, you have, right, an area that they would commonly go ahead and they would, if they would bring something in from the roof, they could simply go ahead and push it through the hole which is on the roof, the aruba, a skylight. So in such a case, if you have that, no, that's considered timutter, to go ahead and to minimally take those things off of the roof. What exactly is the chiddush? That there's a certain level of tircha that we allow on yantiv, b'makom hefsid mamam, b'makom ibud mamam. That's what Rashi explains. Normally, we would not allow you to do such a thing, but here, since it's b'makom hefsid mamam, and it's so easy to go ahead and to bring that fruit in, so just go ahead and tilt it through the hole that you have, the skylight, it'll fall inside and it'll be protected. Yeah, but the Gemara tells us, now that that's only true when it comes to Yantif, not true when it comes to Shabbos. So don't you obviously see that even though something is Mutter and Yantif, good, it can be Asr and Shabbos, and we don't assume that Gazrin and Yantif are to Shabbos. Good. However, right, the Gemara says, what do you mean? V'atanya, ein ben Yantif le Shabbos, elo chanefesh bovad. What do you mean? The Mishnah tells us the only difference between Shabbos and Yantif is melechas chanefesh. Aside from lechas ol chanefesh, which is mefurish b'kra, that is mutter, in such a case, then when it comes to such gzeros drabonon, we will equate Shabbos and Yantiv. So that's the difficulty, no? Do you equate, when it comes to these types of dinin drabonon, Shabbos and Yantiv? So the Gemara says at the very bottom of the summit that no, Rav Papa says, the lo kasha, that ha beishamay and ha beisilo, machlokis, beisilo beishamay. Beishamay is of the opinion that yes, you equate Shabbos and Yantiv, gazrinan. Beisilo is of the opinion that's not true, that lo gazrinan. So the Gemara says, who is this Maisila Beishamai? What case? So the Gemara on the next Damar Kufchav Dalma Beis quotes the Mishnah Beitz and Daf Yud Beis Amar Aleph, a machlokis regarding Hotza. After all, Beis Shammai is of the opinion, Ein motzien es hakatan v'salula v'sasefer Torah shusarabim. You're not allowed to carry a katan, a lulav, and a sefer Torah on Yantif. Wow, that's the chiddush of Beis Shammai. In other words, that hotzah is only mutter according to Beis Shammai, l'tzarech ochel nefesh. If it's shelo l'tzarech ochel nefesh, even though clearly there is some tzarech hayom, nonetheless it's considered to be aser. That's the chiddush of Beis Shammai. There's no halacha of mitoch shevut l'tzarech, hutrunami shelo l'tzarech. And Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel matirin. Great chiddush. We'll have to spend a lot of time on Daf Yud Beis. What is the machlokas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai says ochel nefesh is mutter, and that's it. And Beis Hillel says no, that mitol shehut letzarech, hutrunami shelo letzarech. It's one of the basic difficulties in the Masechta. Mitol seems to be such an incredible chiddush. The Torah says ochel nefesh is mutter. So the Gemara says no, we assume like Beis Hillel. If ochel nefesh is mutter, tiltul is even mutter shelo letzarech. Where do you see that that's true? Must be some gzeras akasov. No, the Gemara never quotes a makar for mitoch. Striking. No, never quotes a makar for Beis Hillel Shita to tell us that if ochel nefesh is mutter, you can even engage in the same very malachos shelo letzarech. So we'll have to discuss how that can be. That's the Shita Kuvesis discusses, the chiddush that you have in the Ravid. This is what the Melechus Yantov discusses at length. What is the basis of the whole heta that you have of mitoch? Good. So the Gemara says, no, you have a machlokas, Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says you can only carry for purposes of ochel nefesh, and Beis Hillel says, no, you can carry a child and a lulav and a sefer Torah as well. Good. So what in the world does that have to do with our case here? We have a Mishnah Mashilim. Now, whether one is allowed to go ahead and to engage in tiltul, are you allowed to handle those fruits that you put on the roof? So the Gemara says that should be subject to the machlokas between Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. What in the world does that have to do with Beis Hillel Beis Shammai? The Gemara says that Emor de Shammai Sul de Beis Shammai Hotzah. Beis Shammai is machmer when it comes to Hotzah. But Tiltul mi Shammai Slu, what in the world does that have to do with Tiltul? The case of Mashin is not a case of Hotzah. Here we're talking about something that was designated for non-use. And Yomtiv, are you allowed to handle it b'makom hefsid mama? What in the world does that have to do with Hotzah? So the Gemara says, what does tiltul have to do with hotzah? So that's the famous line of the Gemara, that what do you mean? Tiltul gufei, lav mishum hotzahi. The whole purpose of tiltul, right, is mishum hotzah. That's what the Gemara tells us, no? Rashi says, bitmiya, hilkach im izalzelis betiltul, mizalzelos behotzah. That no, if you're not going to be very careful about tiltul, you're going to not be very careful when it comes to hotzah. So tiltul mukta, right, is a gzeirid rabbanon poshub sham the Gemara mishum hotzah. Right, that's what the Gemara seems to indicate. This is what the Ritva spells out explicitly on this daf in Shabbos and daf kufchav to Adam Abayis. The Ritva comments the following: to kol tiltulin sha'asru chachamim, any tiltul that you have, haynu kedei lasos gedel hotzos to Shabbos. It's all a gzeirid rabbanon mishum hotzah. So therefore, if you're telling me that according to Beis Shammai Hotzah's Aser, then you can have these levels of Xeros. If not, then that should not be the case. So how you hold regarding Hotzah certainly is an impact on how you hold when it comes to cases that you have of Tiltul Mukta. So Mefurish, the Gemara says that Tiltul Mukta is a Xerodron that you have Mishum Hotzah. This is not only clear from that Sugya of Shabbos and of Kubchav Dalit, but even that very case in Beitza. And Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, that very Mishnah, the machlokas between Beis Hillel Beis Shammai regarding mitoch. Again, the Gemara assumes the machlokas is that according to Beis Shammai, only ochel nefesh is mutter. According to Beis Hillel, that no, mitoch shut letzarech, hutrunami shelo letzarech. So the Gemara raises the following kashin, Beis Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. How do you know that that's true? That maskif le rabba, mimai de Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, b'ha plinge. How do you know the machlokas in Beis Hillel Beis Shammai revolves around mitoch? Who says that that's true? The Gemara says, Dilma be'erev hotzah l'shabbos, ve'ein erev hotzah l'yantiv k'miflagei. Maybe the machlokas has nothing at all to do with mitoch, but maybe the machlokas is very simply, is there an iser hotzah on yantiv, or is there not? Who says that when Beis Hillel maintains you're allowed to carry a katan or a lulav or a sefer Torah, it's because in principle there is an iser of hotzah? However, we can apply a second tier, a halach of mitoch. Who says that that's true? And if you apply mitoch, one should go the next step and say mitoch can apply to other malachos as well. Who says that that's true? Maybe the reason that Beis Hillel says you're allowed to carry a tinok sefer to lulav is because there is no iser hotza on yantiv. Period. Hotza is only iser on Shabbos. Hotza is not iser when it comes to yantiv. And why should you say such a thing? The Gemara says, after all, there is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu that says that lo silsiyum masa mivatechem v'yom haShabbos. Don't carry on Shabbos. The Gemara says, v'Shabbos in v'yantiv lo. So maybe no one has anything at all to do with mitoch. Beis Hillel says Hotza is Aser, it's categorically Aser, and Beis Hillel says that Hotza is Mutra on Yantiv. That's the kasha of the Gemara. So the Gemara says the following, knew if that's true, Masgil Rav Yosef, Ela Me'ata, Liflugu Bavanim. We'll have to see what that kasha is. Now, if that's really true, that Beis Hillel is of the opinion that there's no Iser Hotza, period, so why does the Mishnah say that Beis Hillel says you can carry a Sefer Torah, you can carry a katan, you can carry a lulav? Let it say you're allowed to carry stones, sticks and stones and dirt. Even that should be mutter. That's the kasha of the Gemara. Good? So take a look. Akrusha machlokes, Rashi and Tosis, regarding this line in the Gemara. But Rashi says the following. What is the Gemara's kasha? Liflugu bavanim? I ein aser hotzava. If Hotza is not Asr and Yantiv, so Ein Isr Tiltul. Shlo Nesar Tiltul Ela Mishum Hotza. What do you mean? What's wrong with carrying a stone on Yantiv? Moving a stone? It's a Gzeirid Drabban of Tiltul Mutza Mishum Hotza. So if you're telling me that there is no Isr Hotza whatsoever on Yantiv, so why in the world is there an Isr that you have? A Tiltul Mutza? That's how Rashi understands the Gemara. And take a look. During Chavrus, that Tosus Achi Garcina, a crucial Tosus, how to understand Mitoth. So Rashi is Mufurish, no? But that's exactly what the Gemara means. If there is Nisra of Hotza in principle, I understand you can have Nisra of Tiltul Mukta. Either as Heter of Mitoth, Mitoth is going to have certain limitations. But if you're telling me that there's no Isra of Hotza in Yantif whatsoever, how do you account for the Isra of Tiltul Mukta? No, so that's exactly what Rashi comments, that Tiltul Mukta is a Gzeirid Rabbanim Yishim Hotza. This fits in very well with the Tosas, for example, right on Daf Chesem and Aleph. No? Where Tiltul Mukta is Mutta the Tzorach Ochon Efesh. If Hotza is Mutta the Tzorach Ochon Efesh, everyone agrees, both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, how can you argue that Hotza is Mutta the Tzorach Ochon Efesh, and Tiltul Mukta, which is a Gzeirid Rama Mishim Hotza, is going to be Aser Makam Ochon Efesh? How can that be? That's Tosas' Kiddush. What about Achilas Mukta? Who says Achilas Mukta has anything at all to do with a Gzeirid Rabbanan, or anything to do with Hotza? So in such a case, only when it comes to Tiltul, that's true. It's a Gzeirid Rabbanan. Or let's assume the Gemara Tosus quotes. The case from the Safek Mucha. Now, if the reason for Tiltul Mukta is a Safek, right? It's a Gzeirid Rabbanan Mishim Hotza. So what's the halacha if you have a Safek and a Gzeirid Rabbanan? So maybe that's simply the Chiddush that Yavron Gamliel, that there we assume that a Safek Rabbanan is Mutter. So if you have a Gzeirid Rabbanan of Tiltul, and it's a Safek Muchan, so in such a case, apply the simple principle that Sveika Drabban and Lakula. What about when it comes to Achila? That we'll have to see. Achila is not the Gzeir Dramishim Hotza, right? So one could envision that a Safek, when it comes to Achila, we would paskin that a Safek is the Chumrah. We'll have to see on what basis. Half, we certainly understand that a Safek, when it comes to the Gzeira, right, that's the Chiddush, Shama Gamliel, that's Shivim Mutter. But not necessarily when it comes to the case that you have of Achila. This issue was machlokes between the Rambam and Raivan. Right? The Rambam in Perach of Dalav Hoch HaShabbos in Halachi Yid Beis, Halachi Yid Gimel, discusses the issue that you have of Tiltul Mukta. The Rambam tells you very simply, Asru Chachamim L'Taltal Miktas Dvarim B'Shabbos. Why is that true? Why is there an issue of Tiltul? So the Rambam here writes a beautiful shtickel Torah. Now, the Ram all of a sudden philosophizes. Now, the Ram tells you, kal v'chomer. No? You look, midivrei Navi, right? The Navi Yeshaya, right? In Perek Nun Ches, goes out of his way and tells you that, what do you mean? That you're not allowed to walk on Shabbos as you walk during the rest of the week. You're not allowed to speak on Shabbos as you normally speak. No? So, mahim hasiru hanavim b'tzivu, shlo hiluchach b'shabbos, hiluchach b'chol. And your sikha on Shabbos cannot be like sikha schol. So the Rambam writes, a kava chomer, shlo yit tiltul b'shabbos, k'tiltul b'chol. If the Navi Yeshaya writes, you have to preserve the kedusha siyam of Shabbos. And that means that even dvarim hamutarim have to be done in a significantly different way, So certainly when it comes to that which you handle, that certainly is considered to be aser. After all, kadesh lo yeh kiyom chol beinav, in order to preserve the kedushas hayom of Shabbos. Right? This is the concept you have of uvda dechol that the Rambam writes now. And the Rambam writes the further chiddush, if a person will engage in these practices, you're going to decide that during the day of Shabbos, lahagbil the sakin kel mipinu lepinu mibayis labayis, you're going to start going ahead and rearranging all the furniture in your house on Shabbos. You're not violating Isra Potzah, but the Rambam writes, Nimsa Shalosh Shabbos, that's not considered to be Shvisa Shabbos, because the Rambam uses the term Shvisa Hanikeres, and Ubitel Hatam Shnemer Betor Laman Yanuach. This is a violation that you have of Laman Yanuach. Well, great Kiddush. Did you have the Rambam Shita? We'll have to discuss exactly what the Rambam means. The Rambam writes that a Kavachomer, right, the Tiltumutz, of course, is considered to be Aser. Why? It's a form that you have of Uvda Dechol. And if a person will engage in such practices, Bitel Hatam Laman Yanuach. The Slavetchik would often comment, and we discussed this several times. And you look in the Rambam, the very beginning of Perek Laman of Hilchos Shabbos. Good? The Rambam begins by saying, Arbod Vram Nermu B'Shabbos. Four categories do you have on Shabbos. Good? Shnai Midivrei Torah, the Rambam writes, Tur Midaraisa. And the Rambam writes, V'shnai Midivrei Sofrim. Two which are midaraisa, and two, the Rambam doesn't use the terminology, the Rav pointed out, which are takanos neviim. The Rambam used the terminology in two, which are mufurashin al yidei neviim. What does it mean, mufurashin? And then the Rambam reiterates, nishporsh al yidei neviim, that means that they're elucidated, no? The Navi Yeshaya was not mechadesh something yesh mi'ayin, but rather the Navi Yeshaya elaborated on what you have, midaraisa. What do you have, midaraisa? The Rambam writes, Zachar and Shamor. Those are the Shnei Midivrei Torah. Zachar means there's an obligation of Kiddush and Havdalah. That's the Rambam writes in the previous paragraph, Perachav Tesef of Shabbos. And what is Shamor? A person has to be Shoves, refrain from doing Malacha. So midaraisa, the Torah frames Kedusha Shabbos with the mitzvah essay that you have of Kiddush and Havdalah, and the Laos essay to refrain from Malacha. Good? And what does the Navi Yeshaya add? The obligations the Rambam writes of Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos. Kavod Va'oneg. That's what the Rambam writes. And what is Kavod Va'oneg? That's a completely independent mitzvah. The Rambam writes, certainly not true. V'hein mifurashin al yedei anaviim. That's Rav Slavetchik would often comment that Kavod and Oneg is a kiyum daraisa. It's not a takana d'rabbanan. The Rambam doesn't write in Hilchos Chanukah that hadlakas and eros were mufurashin al yedei anaviim. That was a takana. The Rambam doesn't write that Kriya Samagila is Mufurash Laidei Neviim. There's a takan of Kriya Samagila. It's not a takan of Kavod Va'oneg. No, Vein Mufurash Laidei Neviim. What does that mean? This is exactly what the Rambam explains. That aside from engaging in Malach on Shabbos, Lamites Malachos, the mitzvah of Zachor V'Shamor is to ensure that Shabbos is distinct from the rest of the days that you have of the week. That's exactly the terminology the Rambam here uses, that you need Shvisa HaNikeres. It has to be absolutely evident, right? The aspect that you have of Shvisa Shabbos. So how is that true? Right? It's true, for example, by refraining from Malacha. That obviously distinguishes between Shabbos and Chol. But that's insufficient. No, there's a mitzvah of Kiddush. The Kum V'Asei, a person is obligated to set Shabbos aside from the rest of the week. That's exactly the Rambam Shita, L'Shitasei, that not only is Kiddush Daraisa, but even Havdalah is a mitzvah daraisa. Because if the purpose of Kiddush, Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, is to offset Shabbos from the rest of the week, you understand very well why the Rambam writes it's not only true B'Chnisaso, when Shabbos begins, but also B'Yitziyaso. Right? You want to go ahead and earmark Shabbos that it's set off from Yimei HaChol. So you have to do it at the commencement of Shabbos, and then of course you have to do it when Shabbos departs. No, that's the Chiddush that you have in the Rambam Shita. So when the Navi Yeshaya tells us, and therefore, be careful how you speak and how you walk, and be Mechabit Shabbos, and the midst of Oneg Shabbos, and Suda Shabbos, so what, those are independent takanos. That's part of the Kiyum Daraisa of Shomer V'Zachar. So that's exactly what the Rambam writes. So what about when it comes to aspects of Tilto Mokza? The Rambam writes, that's part of the Kiyum Daraisa that you have of the Man Yanuach. That's considered to be a Kiyum Daraisa that you have of Shvisa Shabbos. That's the Chiddush that the Rambam writes. No? So Uv de Dechol, according to the Rambam, is not just a Din Rabbanon. Uv de Dechol means if a person will engage in practice indicative of Chol, in such a case, that's a Din Daraisa. Ubit el Hatam Man Yanuach. That's what the Rambam writes in Perek Yibbeis, in Halach Yibbeis and Perek Chavdalet. Good. Then the Rambam continues right? In Halacha Yud Gimel, and writes the following. Furthermore, Va'od, the Rambam says, and what about here? The Rambam specifically writes, what happens if a person desires V'yitaltel Kelim Shemalach Dona Yisr? Interesting? No, there are different types of Tiltel Mukza. This is what we're going to have to see. Right? There's Nisr of Tiltel Mukza, and there's Nisr of Tiltel Kelim. No, these are two completely independent Yisurim. No, we'll see that clearly from the Gemaras that we learn. Good, there's Nisr of Tiltel Mukza, there's Nisr of Tiltel Kelim. Let's assume you have Eitzim Avanim Vafar, you have sticks and stones and dirt. No? So in such a case, one is not allowed to go ahead and to move them on Shabbos. It's Nisr Tiltel. That's what we call Tiltel Mukza. Good? Something which is Mukza Machmas Gufo. Something which is inherent. Right? There's one line the Gemara has in Shabbos, in Avkuchav Gimlum and Aleph, where the Gemara makes it very difficult for you. No? You have to learn an awful lot. The Gemara wants to know, what is the difference between Mukza Machmas Gufo as opposed to an Isser of Tiltel Kelim? Very simply, right? Mukta Machmas Gufo, something that lacks a shame kli. No, Eitzim Avanim Afar doesn't have a shame kli. It's inherent Mukta. What about a pen, a hammer? That's an Isser of Mukta Machmas Gufo? No, that's a completely separate Takana Drabanan, that despite the fact that it's a kli, still at times you're not allowed to move it because there's an Isser of Tiltel Kelim. Isser of Tiltel Kelim. So you know what the Gemara tells you in one line? Right, the Gemara tells you in a nicer way. You want to know what's Isser Machmas Gufo and Tiltel Kelim? Go learn all of Seder Taras. Now look and see what's Makabel Tumah, what's not. If something Al Pidin is Makabel Tumah, that means it has a Chaloshem Kli. That's an Isser Tiltel Kelim. If something for Kabbalah's Tumah doesn't have a Chaloshem Kli as a Makabel Tumah, that will be a case of Mukta Machmas Gufo. One line in the Gemara, fascinating Chiddush. It equates this distinction in Tiltel Mukta to the Din D'Oraisa of Kabbalah's Tumah. There are certain exceptions, but that's the general rule that the Gemara writes in Shabbos and Avkuf Chav Gimel. Good? These are completely independent halachos. We say something is muktzah, we use muktzah in a generic term. Very often, it's completely imprecise. Now, it doesn't mean that it's muktzah. It means it's nisarab, tiltul kelim. For something that's muktzah machnas gufo, there's no heter of tzorof gufo, tzorof makomo. If something is nisarab, tiltul kelim, even a klishon lachdol isar, you're allowed to move it. Let's tzorof gufo, tzorof makomo. We're going to have to spend a lot of time. Which halachos are based on muktzah machnas gufo? Which are a function that we have of nisarab, tiltul kelim? Now we'll have to say, Tosus is going to raise, Mukta Machmas Chisaron Kis. What's that? Is that a Machmas Gufo? Or is that a form that you have of Nisra Tiltel Kelim? We'll have to discuss all these cases that we have. Good? So it's interesting. There are two different halachos that you have when it comes to Tiltel Mukta. Here, the Rambam in Halacha Yud Gimel addresses the Nisra of Tiltel Kelim. Here, the Rambam writes the following. Why is there a Nisra of Tiltel Kelim? This may be the punchline to answer the Ravitz Kasha. The Rambam says, because after all, when it comes to Kli Shemalach Del Yisr, the Rambam says that what? We're concerned if a person will deal with them, Yavo Lidei Malacha. Maybe a person will end up being Mechal Shabbos. Yavo Lidei Malacha. Interesting. Now that's very different from what Rambam just said. The Rambam gave us all Chiddush. Now the Tiltel Mukta is Mutter because of a concept of Uvda Dechol Shvisani Keres. Right? Here, the Rambam says, Tiltel Kelim, right? That's Yav Lidei Malacha. Maybe Tiltel Kelim is a Gezerah D'Rorim, Mishum Hotzah, right? Because it will come to Chilul Shabbos. And then the Rambam continues and writes something similar, even within Tiltel Kelim, going back to what the Rambam said earlier. Now, the Rambam also says the following. What are you concerned about? If a person handles things they don't need, they may end up doing Malacha. The Rambam writes, look, you know, there's some people that are Enam Baliyonos, and Betelim Koyameyim. There's some people who, even during the week, right, they don't really involve themselves in Malacha so much. Good. People, Tayolim, the Ram writes, Yoshvei Kronos, Shekol Yumin Hev Shosi B'Malacha. All week. Right, they're not the most active individuals. So how is Shabbos different for them than any other time? So that's where the Rambam writes this Chiddush, that if you have a person who's not that active, he's not going to work, so Nimtza Shloshova Shvisani Keres. Every day is almost a day like Shabbos. So that's why the Chachamim said that these things are asur. We want even such a person who's not going to go to work, that what he does in his house is going to be very different than what he does during weekends. And that's a form that you have of Tiltel Mukta as well. That's what the Prima Gadim points out in the very beginning of Shin Ches, right, Neishal Avraham, in the Mishpesol Zahav, in Shin Ches, Prima Gadim writes the following. You look in the Rambam stresses three different elements. One is Uvda Dechol, One is Yavol Arsos Malacha, and the third is the Rambam writes Shvisa Hanikeres. Good, and there is a link between an Ubda Dechol and the concept that you have of Shvisa Hanikeres. This is the Rambam's right philosophy and Muktzah. So the Rabbi gets all upset. What's the Rambam philosophizing now? Telling all these Chedushim. What do you mean? The Rabbi writes very simply. He quotes the Gemara. We just learned. The Rabbi says, the Gemara says in Shabbos Tav Kuf Chav Dalet, Otil Tiltu Lav Tzorach Hotzahu. Tiltu Muktzah is simply a Gzeret Rabbanam Yishim Hotzah. Period. That's it. And furthermore, the Rabbi quotes the Gemara on the previous daf in Shabbos Nafkuf Chav Gimel Beis. The Gemara says, "Bipnei Nechemya Nishneis Mishnezu." These were instituted in the time of Nechemya. What does the Gemara explain? Right, very crucial. Take a look. In the time of Bayisheni, Bnei Yisrael was very, very lax in Hilchos Shabbos. So therefore, it was necessary for Nechemya to go in to create incredible restrictions. Why? In order to stop people from doing malacha. And the Gemara explains, and as the people got into shape, right, and they were more careful about Melechus Shabbos, Nechemya laxed the halachas of Tiltu Muktzah. So you see clearly the Rabbit writes, right, that Tiltu Muktzah was a function of Melacha, Gzeira Derabbanan, Yishim Hotzah. And as Bnei Yisrael became more careful regarding Melechus Shabbos, Nechemya relaxed the halachas. Until we have it, as we do today, that a klisha mach liser, sometimes yes, sometimes no, right? Sarakufa tzarach hokom, one is allowed to do so, shalolot tzarach, one is not allowed to do so. The Gemara writes there were several gradations, all as a response of Bnei Yisrael, right? Being very lax in terms of Melech HaShabbos. So that's what the Ravid points out, that no, you see from the Gemara, Dav Kuf Chav Gimel, Kuf Chav Dalet, this is all a gzeira d'rabbanan that you have, Mishum Melech HaShabbos, specifically Mishum Hotzah. So how do you understand the Ravid's kashas against the Rambam? If the Gemara says so explicitly that these are concepts that you have, which is a gzer mishum hotzah, no. So what does the Rambam write that it's a concept of ubda chol? So Magen Mishnah writes the following chiddush. Magen Mishnah writes a couple of possibilities. One possibility simply is the following: that you're right that originally tiltu muktzah was aser as a gzer drona mishum hotzah. That was the injunction that you have of Nechemya. That's the Sugin Shabbos, Nafkuf Chav Gimel Beis. But the Gemara explains, good, then Bnei Yisrael is whipped into shape. And now they're being very careful, Melech Shabbos. So therefore, Biachar Kachitiru. So why is it that there's an Isra of Tiltu Muktzah that remains? That the Magen Mishnah writes is the Chiddush the Rambam. Right? That is Mishum Ubda Dechol. Einachinami. When Nechemya originally instituted the Isra of Tiltu, it was a Gzer the Mishum Hotzah. Yeah, but then the Gemara describes exactly as the Ravid says, that Isser was lax, no? So once we relax that Isser, why is it that we still retain elements of Muktzah? That, right, is because of Laman Yanuach, the concept of an Uvda Dechol. That's one possibility Magen Mishnah writes. Second possibility Magen Mishnah writes is very simply, the Rambam is not disagreeing. The Rambam also writes, Yavli de Malacha. Ram also agrees that one element of Muktzah is considered to be a gzera. However, the Rambam emphasizes, right, another element, which is a chiddush. Right, that's what the Magen Mishnah writes. Ram's not disagreeing. The Gemara says it's Mishum Tiltel, but the Rambam also writes, right, this more comprehensive understanding of Obitel Hatam Laman Yanuach. We'll have to learn a lot more to distinguish between different forms of Tiltel Muktzah. Again, simply, based on what we discussed earlier, there are different forms of Tiltel Muktzah. Now there's a Muktzah Machmas Guf, there's an Isser of Tiltu Kalim. What does the Ravid say? Quotes the Gemara. Who instituted Tiltu Muktzah? Nechemya. No? Is that really true? There was no such Isser of Tiltu Muktzah before Nechemya. Yeah, that's what the Gemara says in Shabbos, Kuf Chav Gimel Beis. Is that true? How can that be? The Gemara describes earlier in Shabbos, Naf Laman of a Beis, David HaMelech was Nifter on Shabbos, no? So Shlomo HaMelech was concerned, David HaMelech was Nifter, right in the yard, right, and the sun was beating down, and the animals were all around, the Gemara explains. So Shlomo HaMelech wanted to know, how is it possible to move, simply the mace, David HaMelech, out of the yard, so that the body is not attacked by the animals that are present? So he went and he asked the Chachamim, the Bezdin, and they came up with this Eitzah that you have, which is called Kikarotinog, a way of moving a mace on Shabbos. But what do you see from the Gemara? That there's an Isser of Tiltu in the time of David HaMelech, in the time of Shlomo HaMelech, way before the time of Nechemya. So how does the Gemara say Nechemya instituted Tiltu Muktzah? It's Mufurish in the Gemara. That Tiltu HaMeis was already in Yisr even in the time of David HaMelech, no? So perhaps the Chiddush is going to be, again, these different forms of Tiltul. We'll have to learn a little bit more, no? To appreciate this, no? The halach of Tiltul Mukta Machmas Gufo, that was not Nehemiah. Right? That was a much, much earlier Yisr Drabanan. Nehemiah was the one who instituted Yisr of Tiltul Kalim, despite the fact that something is a clean. There's certain restrictions, even on Tiltul Kalim. And maybe one could suggest the Rambam Shita, fascinating Chiddush. This sort of Tiltul Kalim is a Gzeret Ramishim Hotzah. But the concept of Tiltul Mukta Machmas Gufo, no, that already is under the larger umbrella of the Rambam writes, of Bitul Atam, Nemanya Nuach. No? The Ravid says, and what is the Rambam do with the Gemaras that mention again the case that you have of Tiltum Yishim Hotzah? Yeah, that's the sort of Tiltul Kalim. If something has a shame kli, why in the world can you not handle that? Doesn't the Gemara say Tiltum Muktzeh goes hand in hand with Kabbalah's Tuma? The Gemara Daf Kuf Chaf Gimel Aleph. The answer is, yeah, these are different stages of Muktzeh. It's obvious that that's clear. The Gemara says historically, they were instituted at different times. Good? So Tiltum Muktzeh is Asr because the Rambam writes of an Uvda Dechol, right, as an Issa Daraisa. And then the Rambam also acknowledges that Yav L'idei Melach, and the Rambam writes it especially when it comes to this that you have Tiltul Kalim. This is a fascinating Chiddush that the Rambam has, that you can have something which is forbidden midaraisa on Shabbos because of Uvda Dechol, which is not one of Lametes Melachos. Now, very important. Lametes Melachos simply means something which is Aser, and if a person engages in that practice, good, you'll be Chayib Kares and Skila and a Karban Chattas B'Shogei. Does that mean if something is not a malach, it's mutam in our Torah? Absolutely not. The Rambam writes, now you have the concept of Shabbason. You have a concept of the manya nuach. Even extending to cases that are not malachos whatsoever. The Rambam alludes to this Chiddush even earlier, right, in Hilchos Shabbos as well. If you look in the Rambam, in Perek Chaf Aleph Halacha Aleph, the Rambam writes the following Chiddush. The Rambam writes, Nemar b'Torah tishbos. The Torah also says tishbos. What does tishbos mean? The Rambam writes, afilu midvaram she'eno malacha chayav lishbos ben. There are certain things that are not malachas whatsoever, but one is obligated to refrain from engaging those practices on Shabbos. Boshub Shabbos, the Rambam, that's what the Magen Mishnah points out. This is a din daraisa. That's what the Torah means by tishbos, by shabbosam, by lamanya nuach. That one midaraisa is obligated to preserve the Kedushas Yom of Shabbos. Sometimes we think, an Uvda Dechol, right, means, technically it's mutar, but it's not Shabbos dik. The Rambam says, no, not Shabbos dik, it's an Issa daraisa. No? That's what Bitul Atam, the Manya Nuach. So the Magid Mishnah here tells you to take a look at the Ramban. The Magid Mishnah writes to take a look at the Ramban in the Pirush HaTorah in Parshas Emor. This is the Ramban that you have in Parshas Emor, Vayikra, Perachav Gimel, Pasuk Chav Dalet. This is the famous Ramban, right, on the Pasuk of Yielachem Shabbosim. What exactly does the Torah mean when it uses the term Shabbosim? The Ramban writes the following Chiddush. It means, this context is on Yantiv, that the Torah is insisting Lios Lanu Menucha B'Yantiv Afilu Midvarim She'enon Malacha. You have to refrain on Yantiv even from those things, not malachos whatsoever. What exactly does that mean? The Ramban writes, Shelo Yitarach Kol Hayom. The Isser is Nisser of Tircha, Tircha Yisera. Interesting Chiddush. For example, you'll go ahead and you'll move Avanim Yibayis Labayis. You're going to schlep stones on Yantiv. What are you going to tell me? That, no, there was a fence around your yard. In such a case, it's Mutter. No, that's Shabbosom. Right, or the Ramban writes, fascinating. Or Tiyah HaChanos Psucha. Right, your store will be open. Right, on Shabbos Yantiv. Now what's this, sir? You're doing business. So Mirz Hashem will get the daf. Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Good. Gzeret Rabbanim Yishemekal Chumemka. He can't do business on Shabbos Yantiv. So that's a Shomer Shabbos. A guy who does business all day Shabbos Yantiv. So he's Shomer Shabbos. Right, as long as he doesn't go ahead and write down any transaction. So how can that be? Well, that's what Chassam Sofer points out. Right, in Choshe Mishpat, in Simen Kuf Tzari Hei, doing business on Shabbos is an Issa Daraisa. Right, quotes the Ramban, quotes the Rambam. It's not just simply kinyanim. You make a little kinyan. Now on Shabbos. That's a gzeret rami shemekal chumemka. You do business on Shabbos, normal business. Oh, that's an Issadar Aisa. Even if it's not a malacha, that's the concept you have of Shabbosom. Good? And how do you understand Shabbosom? The Ramban reiterates that Shabbos Nyantav has to be a time of Shvisa Umenucha, velo Yom Torah, not a time that you have of Tircha. There is a difference, we'll have to, as the Masechta continues, a difference in nuance between the Rambam and the Ramban. Right, the Rambam defines Shabbosom and Tishbos Lamani Nuach in terms of Uvda Dachol. And the Ramban stresses element of Tirchi Yaseirim. The two do not necessarily have to go hand in hand. Now, one could envision something which is Uvda Dachol that is not necessarily Tircha. One could envision Tircha which is not necessarily Uvda Dachol. But they both agree that these are Dinam Daraisa. These are Dinam Daraisa. Minchas Chinuch just has a brief comment. The Minchas Chinuch has found in Reish Sadi Zayin that this is one of the areas lahalacha shemasru hakosuv lachachamim. Exactly what are the parameters, right, of Shabbosom? What is considered to be an uvda dechol? What is not considered to be uvda dechol? You have that as a concept as a din daraisa. But many Rishonim assume, like the Tosfos and beginning of Chagiga, that Malach and Chol HaMoed, it is a din daraisa. Yeah, but Tosfos acknowledges, but Masr HaKosu LaChachamim, which Malachos are Mutter, which Malachos are Asr. Right, the Ran writes, Yuma, Dafayin Gimel, right? Inuyim, right, on Yom Kippur. Right? The opinion of the Ran is like the opinion that you have of the Rambam, that even Shari Inuyim, not only Achil and Shtiyah, even Shari Inuyim is Asr Daraisa. But Masr HaKosu LaChachamim to determine what is included in V'nisim es nafshos eichem. Very often you have such a concept. See, here too, the Torah writes, Shabbosom, Tishbos, Laman, Yanuach, and Cheskina writes, this is one of the many areas of halacha. Masr HaKosu LaChachamim, simply in order to define, right, the scope of this halacha that you have. This chiddush that you have, with the Ramban, is also mentioned in the Ritva. Now take a look in Chiddush HaRitva, it's on the Mar Makamos in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis, Amud Beis, where the Ritva quotes this Chiddush in the name of the Ramban, right? And the Ritva again writes the following Chiddush, that many times you come across in Shas where the Gemara says something is only a Shvus. What does a Shvus mean? Lav lememer shen lanu Shvus min haTorah klal. No, it doesn't mean, don't worry, it's only a Din d'Rabbanan. What do you mean? If a person will negate all these Din d'Rabbanan, it ends up that Shabbos is considered to be like a day of Chol. And does it make sense, the Ritva writes, that you're not allowed to carry a kagrogris from your house to the street, but you're allowed to go ahead and rearrange all the furniture in your home? That makes sense. One is nisra v'otza, and one in fact is not. No, so even that arrangement of furniture that you have, that also is considered to be forbidden midaraisa on Shabbos. How exactly do you explain? Here the Ritva writes a chiddush, very mistaber. You don't have it explicitly in the Ramban. He writes the following, after all, if a person, b'chol pratu prat, when it comes to every particular gzeira d'rabbanim, right, I make a kinyan on Shabbos. We're not going to say that's an issa d'araisa. That's only a gzeira d'rabbanim shiyabli de'ksiva. So b'chol pratu prat, if you'll violate simply a gzeira d'rabbanim, so therefore, no, but in every other respect, Shabbos is still Shabbos. In other words, it's obvious when someone sees you, the Shabbos has a Shvisa Nikeres. But you made a mistake, right? And you made a Kinyan on Shabbos. That's an Issid Rabbanan. However, the Ritva writes, but if the day is replete with Maso Matan, that's the Issid Araisa. Each particular act, the Chiddush of the Din Rabbanan, is that, look, a person is wearing his Shabbos clothes, he's sitting and having a Suda Shabbos, anyone who walks into his house, it's so obvious that today is Shabbos. And by mistake, he made a Kinyan. That's an Issud Rabbanan Shem Yavidei Ksiva. But if a person will simply engage in Kinyanim, that becomes pervasive. And that takes hold of the character of the day. That's what Ritva writes. That's the Issud Araisa of Shabbosom. Very big Yiddish. Good? V'chol pratu prat ki avid v'zara v'idach d'lo havi Shabbos k'chol. Yeah, that's a Shvus Rabbanan. You'll be careful about 99% of Hilcha Shabbos. 1% of Din and Rabbanan you're not so careful about. That doesn't encroach on the Man Yanuach. It's so obvious that this is a Shvisa Nikeres. That's a Gzered Ranan, right, for whatever, Mishum Ksiva, for example. However, if it will envelop the day, that's this Adaraisa that you have. If you get a chance, take a look at that Ritvan. That's important, important Chiddush. Right? Take a look at the next line. A difficult Zera. Right? It's also because of the Dachol. Right? It's also because of the Man Yanuach. Good. Is that true when it comes to achilas mukta? So the Gemara and Daf Beis Amud Beis all of a sudden introduces us, right, to Hakana Deram. The Gemara wanted to know, what exactly is this case of a Beitz Shenolda B'Yantel? Why exactly does Beis Hillel maintain that Lotei Ochel? Why is that true? So the Gemara has four possibilities. Now Rav Nachman, as you saw, and Rabba, Rav Yosef, Rav Yitzchak. Four different possibilities. Good? The first possibility is the Chiddush of Rav Nachman. We're talking about a Tarnagolus, which is Omedes L'Gadol Beitz. That's Rav Nachman. And this is a problem of Nolan. Right? We're going to have to discuss what exactly is the issue of Nolan on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Gemara says Rabba absolutely disagrees. Good? Rabba says we're talking about a Tarnagolus, which is Omedes L'Achila. So if it's Tarnagolus, which is Omedes L'Achila, why should there be Nisr whatsoever? So the Gemara says the following. No, we're talking about Yom Tov. Spent a lot of time